You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
That last song you just heard is Leo Gunn. That was By the Rain from the album of the same name.
Someone told me a better way is not hard to find. It's not hard if you step in line and stop wasting time. I fell in love with my girl again, and I feel the same as I did back then and now. Little baby, I'm loving you, and all you're saying sticks like glue now. So come on home, come on home, come on home, come on.
beautiful. It even wears hobnail boots, a bridle gown and hobnail boots.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Okay, you just heard some serious guitar time, and let's see, what did we hear? Okay, you heard a couple from the new Eric Clapton, Life in 12 Bars, which was a soundtrack from a documentary about him, and you heard two songs that were previously unreleased. First was Clapton doing Chuck Berry's Little Queenie, live at the Long Beach Arena in Long Beach, California in 1974. Then from the same album, you heard Derek and the Dominoes doing Little Wing, live at the Fillmore East, recorded on October 24th, 1970, said also previously unreleased. Then you heard Black Country Communion, Sway, from their 2017 album BCC4. In case anyone forgot them or is not familiar with them, I'll mention that Black Country Communion is a supergroup consisting of guitarist Joe Bonamassa, Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple on vocals and bass, Jason Bonham on drums, and Derek Sherinian from Dream Theater on keyboards. All the members of this band have plenty of other musical projects going on, so you never know when this band is back together, but I recently heard Jason Bonham saying he thinks they're going to be they'll make another album, and I hope they do. Then you heard Roy Buchanan with Blues in E from his album The World's Greatest Unknown Guitarist, and I think that definitely applies to him. He was a great guitarist who most guitarists are aware of, and did a lot of session work too, and he, great stuff. I'm listening to this album. I just listened to, haven't quite finished it yet, but I was just listening to it on my way in. Wow, what guitar, the way he plays that guitar, I don't know, it's great stuff. Great stuff. Now, the random part of the show, of course, the free form and all that. So you know what I'm going to do? I am going to play, let's see now, what did I find? I am going to play something I've never heard before. I've heard about this band. I believe they're local. Wait a minute, there's nothing there. The name of the band, wait a second here, this is not coming in well on, where is it? There's nothing there. What is this? You know, the song, okay, there we go. I guess. I hope this works. Anyway, excuse me. I've heard about this band. They are called Color Killer. I think they're local. I am not sure, but they're, I've seen a picture of them and the kids. I mean, they're quite young. I mean, there's a lot of young bands around, but they look like they're probably more closer to, I don't know, elementary school, maybe middle school. I don't know because I don't really know anything about them yet. There's four guys in the band. I've heard that they are very good. So this is going to be the first time I hear them. As you are going to be hearing them, some of you may have heard them already. I don't know because they've been getting a lot of buzz lately, a lot of buzz. So this band is called Color Killer. The album is called Generation Z, and this song is Generation Z.
Thank you.
emojis, YouTubers accepting fines. Then you tell us what to be, 'cause we're Generation Z.
Live our lives through emojis, YouTubers accepting fines. Then you tell us what to be, 'cause we're Generation Z. We are the kids of Generation Z. We are the kids of Generation Z. We are the kids.
We ended up getting two songs from the Color Killer album. There's a new CD player here. I've still got to learn how to use it properly because it modern.